beginning of a new month, we were going to have an opportunity to meditate on a psalm that we'll be singing all throughout this month. And so I'll be reading from Psalm 77 today, Psalm 77, and giving a few words of explanation and application about it. Listen as I read God's word. To the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of Asaph. I cried out to God with my voice, to God with my voice, and he gave ear to me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My hand was stretched out in the night without ceasing. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. You hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I meditate within my heart, and my spirit makes diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Has his mercy ceased forever? Has his promise failed forevermore? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. And I said, this is my anguish, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will also meditate on all your work and talk of your deeds. Your way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? You are the God who does wonders. You have declared your strength among the peoples. You have with your arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. The waters saw you, O God, the waters saw you. They were afraid. The depths also trembled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sound. Your arrows also flashed about. The voice of your thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your way was in the sea, your path in the great waters. Your footsteps were not known. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. In this psalm, the writer Asaph remembers God's mighty redemptive acts. And in remembering, he finds confidence for God's care today and into all of eternity as well. Asaph uses several words that are related to the act of remembering. There's that word itself, remembered. It's actually used four different times in this short psalm. But then he also speaks of meditating, considering, pondering, talking about, searching after. These are all terms that are related to that idea of intentionally turning your mind to think about the works of God. The object of this remembering is God's mighty acts of redemption in the past. You can just trace that a little bit through the psalm. Verse 5 says, I consider the days of old, the years of ancient times. And if you go on down to verses 11 through 15, there he recites the works of the Lord, his wonders of old, how great and holy God is. It's all kind of leading and pressing to verse 15 where it says, you have with your arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. And then the last section of the psalm, verses 16 through 20, tell the story. They tell the history. You might recognize it. They recognize how God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. And they came to the Red Sea and they thought they were trapped. But then God, by his power, divided the Red Seas. The waters fled in front of the command of the Lord. And the people walk through on dry ground in the middle of the Red Sea. The Lord delivered them, being led by Moses and Aaron. And what Asaph does And what he invites you to do is to remember these things, to intentionally consider them. In fact, that word sila that may be in the side column is a word there that means to pause and to intentionally reflect on what is being said here, to think about and meditate on what God has done in the past in this psalm, to meditate on that. One commentator puts it this way: the reason why remembering the acts of God is so significant is that what God did in the past, God continues to do in the present and will do in the future. What God did before expresses who God is. And since God does not change, there is a very real way in which we understand that this is a God who does not change and his promises do not change. And you can trace that in Psalm 77. Asaph was in trouble, and so he remembers God's deliverance in the past. Asaph was in trouble. That's something you can identify with, isn't it? We all experience trouble and a variety of trouble in our lives. And that comes to a head in verses 7 through 9, where he asks, agonizingly asks, will the Lord forget his kindness? Will he cast off forever? And in asking that question, there is an implied and an intentional answer. No, God will never forget his promises. He will always remember his people. So Asaph, in intentionally remembering who God is and what he has done, remembers the nature of God. His faithful love will never change. And that foreshadows the greatest profession of that love, that greatest act of redemption that God has done in all of history, and that is the sending of Jesus Christ. The exodus of the children of Israel out of Egypt even comes to stand as a foreshadowing of God's delivering his people from their sin through Jesus Christ. And like Asaph, if you read this psalm and you think of Jesus' life, you can hear Jesus himself agonizing over the trouble that sin had brought into the world and agonizing over the price that he would pay. And you can hear that question and implied answer: has God forgotten all his grace? And I hope that you will remember and hear Jesus' voice on the cross: my God, why have you forsaken me? There's real anguish in the suffering that we go through. But the implied answer that is trumpeted by the redemptive history is that no, God will never forget his people. He will never forget his mercy. He has and will deliver us from Satan, sin, and death. So as we sing Psalm 77 throughout this month, I pray that you would do even as Asaph invites you to do, to intentionally remember God's mighty redemption for you in Jesus Christ. With that said, let's turn and sing the first portion of that, Psalm 77, the A selection, Psalm 77A. I invite you to please stand to sing.